Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT.
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hello, guys, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Celebrity Tea Talk. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm having one of those crazy bad hair days, so I said, I'm not going to be dealing with it. I'm just going to put my hair back today and just talk to you guys. So how's everybody doing? Welcome, everybody, onto Blog Talk Radio. Also, you guys on Live Me, what's going on, guys? What's going on? Hey, Macho Moron, what's going on? Guys, we have a lot to talk about in the celebrity world. So I'm talking to you guys on Live Me. I'm also talking live on the radio at the same time to you guys as well, to everybody. Hey, Wookiee, what's up? You a Star Wars fan? I love Star Wars. So anyway, guys, there's so much going on in the celebrity thing. And honestly, today I was kind of pissed. I was, guys. I was angry today. I was like, really? You know, there's just, you know, things that you just shouldn't do. Afrohead, what's up? What's up? And I was just annoyed today. Fabulous. I was doing good, but I'm going to tell you why I was annoyed today. Okay. Why I was absolutely annoyed. So, you know, like I said, this is about celebrity stuff. We talk about celebrity talk on here. So I don't know if you guys know Deborah Massing. So Deborah Massing was on that show. Hey, Angel Friend, welcome. Will and Grace. Okay. So she went recently to a hockey game with her son, New York Rangers. I love New York, love New York. So while she was there, she Instagrammed to her followers about how excited she was that her son, wait guys, I'll tell you why I'm furious, that her son sat down for Black Lives Matter. That got me pissed. And I'll tell you why it gets me pissed. The thing is, when you're a celebrity, or even just not even a celebrity, and you're passionate about a cause, okay, you're passionate about something, it's usually because it relates to you, right? You're usually passionate about something because it's a cause you can relate to. Like if it's something about cancer, it's because, you know, maybe you have cancer, a family member has cancer, a friend has cancer. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the love. So it's relatable. I get that. Okay, guys. So we're talking about Deborah Massing right now for everybody who's joining us. Hey, I Hope, what's up? Hey, Stripes, what's up? So here's the fury I had about this. Okay. So she's on her Instagram being like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of my son for standing up for Black Lives Matter. He's sitting down at the game to support Black Lives Matter. Okay. First thing, and I'm a mixed chick, so I can talk about this, okay? What does your son know about Black Lives Matter? And I don't mean this in a way. I mean, you can support a cause. I get it. But understand something. Deborah Massing, she's Caucasian. Her son's Caucasian. She probably lives in an upscale community behind a gate in a $1 million home. Her kid probably goes to private school. How many kids, I want to know, are African-American at that private school? That's what I want to know. How about any ethnic kids at that private school, okay? It's probably 20 grand, 50 grand a year for that private school he's at. So in reality, you sitting there and saying that your son is sitting down to support Black Lives Matter, what has he done? Or how does he even understand Black Lives Matter, okay? Like, I don't mean to say something, but you have to have an experience, or your friend has, or someone you know has to have gone through an experience for you to attach yourselves onto a cause. That's usually what happens. Like if you're passionate about dogs, it's because you're a pet owner, or because you know about animal cruelty. Like there's something that makes you attach yourself to that cause, okay? Understand, I'm mixed. I've been through stuff that I can relate to Black Lives Matter, okay? I had a third grade teacher who I went to a private school. Yeah, it's funny. Exactly, right, Bubbly? So I understand. I was in third grade, And I was at a parochial school, and this is in New York, where New York is like mixed up with everybody, okay? Everybody's in New York is mixed. That's it. Everybody's from every place. Every corner's from everywhere. Nobody cares, right? So here I am in third grade. I was the only biracial child in that class, okay? My teacher pulled me aside and told me I was a mistake by God, okay? Because I was mixed, okay? That's understanding the concept of Black Lives Matter. When you go through a racial issue or an issue of something that people are judging you based on something that you cannot change within you. It's how you were born. It's the way God made you. And someone who's at a parochial school as a teacher can pull you aside and say, you are a mistake by God because you're mixed. I get Black Lives Matter. Deborah Massing. How do you get Black Lives Matter? How does your son even understand that, okay? You're a celebrity. I guarantee you, you live in some $5 million mansion somewhere behind a gate with a guard. You got to sit there and give your freaking blood just to get past the gate, okay? Then your son is probably at some freaking private school somewhere, upstate New York or somewhere in New York, where the tuition's, like I said, like 50 grand a year, okay? Then on top of that, how many Black kids do you think he has in his class? Just want to know, how many Black kids do you think he has in his class? And even then, the Black kids that he has in his class, chances are, how much really racial issues have they experienced? So to me, Deborah Massing, shut up. Shut up and shut up with your son. If you want to represent puppies, if you want to represent dogs, fine. But don't sit here, Deborah Massing, with your son. Hey, Keem, we're talking about some celebrity stuff. Welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. We don't sit there and talk about your son understanding Black Lives Matter and supporting it, okay? This is not selling mint-flavored brownies, okay? This is not talking about selling wrapping paper for your thing or whatever. Black Lives Matter, your son needs to shut up. You need to shut up, okay? Just shut up, okay? And that just got me pissed. The whole thing got me pissed off because if you're a celebrity, and trust me, like I said, if you're going to do a cause and understand a cause, understand the cause, have an experience, okay? But your son and you, we're talking about the whole Deborah Massing thing with her son and her standing up for Black Lives Matter. And then what pissed me off even more is that she's like, I was so emotional over my son being involved in Black Lives Matter and supporting it. I was actually crying. Bitch, no one has a picture of you crying. Just want to let you know that. There is, even the newspaper report, there's no picture of her crying over her son supporting Black Lives Matter. Please, celebrities, do not take such an important cause as Black Lives Matter and make it your own like you're selling freaking brownies in the front of the grocery store, okay? It's not the same thing, okay? So that just got me kind of riled up because as a mixed person, I've experienced being judged based on race. Throughout my whole life, I get the Black Lives Matter. Deborah Massing, like I said, you're living in your million-dollar home behind your gate with your housekeeper and your nanny, and your son goes to some ritzy-ritzy private school with all the rest of the ritzy-ritzy people. Your son has not a freaking clue what Black Lives Matter. He wants to understand what Black Lives Matter? Go get a place where Black people are, and then sit there. But don't sit there and say, oh, my son is supporting Black Lives Matter by sitting down at the... First of all, how many Black people you had at the Rangers game? You know what those fucking tickets are? Those tickets are expensive, okay? So please don't sit there and say that at a hockey game, you were supporting Black Lives Matter. Shut the door. I don't want to hear it from you. So anyway, that's my rant for right now for the whole thing with Deborah Massing. If you have a chance, go read the article about her supporting her whole Black Lives Matter with my son. Please, I just wanted to vomit after I read that. I was like, I don't want to hear your crap because it's BS, okay? It's BS. You can't understand something as a cause if you don't understand what it really means or you sit there and have someone experience it again. You living in your multi-million-dollar mansion, behind your closed gate, behind your closed door, having your chauffeur, having your PRA, all that stuff, you have no clue. And your son has no clue because he's growing up in a totally different environment than what people who have to deal with Black Lives Matter have to deal with. So please, you know, stop sitting there and making something that really is an important issue your personal cause when you have no personal experience with it and your son has none with it. And the fact that it got PR just was like aggravating the hell out of me about that. So anyway, I'm going to get over that rant and move on to some other things. But I just had to let you guys know how I felt about that because it just kind of irritated me in like a bad way. Oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sarakeem. Thank you so much. So yeah, I mean, if you're going to support something, people, support what you can understand and what you experience. Don't sit there and say you're going to support something when you have no idea what that person is experiencing. Hey, Maybe 49, thank you for joining. We are sitting here. I'm talking right now. You guys want some music? I will put on music, but I'm talking right now on Blog Talk Radio as well as talking to you guys. So I can't, unfortunately, put music at the same time with it, but it will come along. Thank you, Macho Moron. Love you, love you, love you. So anyway, that was kind of my rant and my rave about that. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm wrong. That was rant number one. Now comes rant number two. So, you know, we had the whole issue with the whole Matt Lauer thing, right? Matt Lauer from the Today Show. You guys saw that. He was like, got caught up in the whole thing that he basically was a sexual predator and all this stuff. And that he had to, they fired him from NBC. He lost like a $100 million contract. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad he lost the money. He deserved it. But now they finally announced today who his replacement is. And it's Huda, which was already basically a part of the Today Show. She was already part of it, but she wasn't like a main anchor person. So they announced today because she just like adopted a baby this year. So it was like a big thing. So they just announced today that she is now part of the Today Show. Okay. Now understand, she is part of the Today Show main anchor co-chair because they had to fire Matt Lauer for being a sexual predator. Now she's a woman who adopted a baby girl. Now I'm getting to the point where I'm going to say why I had my second rant. So what she did is she, while she's on the air, she says this. This is my rant. This is my rant. I'm ready. So she says while she's on the air, oh my God, I just got a text from Matt Lauer. He said he's so proud of me for getting this job. She literally is the stupidest woman on the world. Okay? Let me explain something to you. So guys, if you're off radio, you just went ahead and joined. We are talking today about celebrity talk. We're talking right now about Huda from the Today Show, who is a replacement for Matt Lauer. Okay, you are a woman. The sexual predator who got fired from your network texts you while you are on air, and you give him a shout out? Am I missing the point in this? That you have a sexual predator that you replaced. You are now the mother of a baby girl. He contacts you on air. Why have you not blocked him? Why have you not blocked him? And you're like, this means the world to me. Okay, so I have a question for Huda. So when your little girl is like in middle school or high school and some guy becomes a sexual predator with her, are you going to say, oh, honey, you know what? I'm really sorry that happened to you, but I really love his parents. Let's keep talking to them. Woman, what is wrong with you? This guy, you need to disconnect from this guy. You're like, oh, I still support him. Why? You are a woman. He was a predator at NBC. He was a predator at Today. He got fired for being a predator, okay? And you're now talking about him on air, that you love the fact that he texts you this? Bitch, block him, okay? You are now a mother. Block him. Why are you even answering the man's text? Why are you even giving him a shout out on the air? You gross me out. Huda, you gross me out right now. I tell you, people, don't watch that freaking show. Boycott the shiznit out of that show. Do not watch a Today Show. Don't even look at it. Don't even open it up. Because any woman, and trust me, as a woman, you can guarantee that at some point in time, thank you for the love, guys, at some point in time, Huda had to have been sexually harassed in her career. Don't tell me she wasn't. BS. We all go through it. It's what happens in the real world. This is how it is. So for her to sit there and give the guy who basically replaced her because he was a sexual predator, a shout out on TV that they're basically still BFFs. And Huda, they should just fire your ass right there and replace you with somebody else because you're gross. I'm sorry, but you're gross. You should not be supporting or even giving a shout out to this a-hole, okay? Why are you doing that on the air? You should disconnect yourself because you're a mother now of a kid, of a daughter, of a little girl that you adopted this year. You're also a woman. Women should support each other going through something like this. You don't give a shout out to the predator on TV. That pissed the crap out of me, okay? I was just like, click. I'll never freaking watch the Today Show. You could offer me $1 million to watch that show, and I would not watch it, okay? Because any woman who could sit there and support a sexual predator by giving them a shout out on national TV, let me tell you something. If he would have texted my phone, I would have taken that phone right now and thrown it against the wall and be like, that shit, I ain't keeping that. Seriously. Seriously, people. How do you do that? How do you sit there as a woman and give a shout out on a predator on television? Like he still has value in your world. He has no he should have no value in your world. You're replacing him. You should be supporting other women. So to be honest with you guys, I would never watch the Today Show. Like never watch that show because I'm just so grossed out at the fact that she would even, ugh, like, if I looked down and saw that text, I think I'd be like, I need a moment because I need to vomit. Like, really, seriously. Welcome, Blue. Welcome, Machimara. Welcome, Maybe. Like, I seriously would be like, how does she even look at her little girl when she goes home knowing that she gave a shout out to a sexual predator on television? Like, he's still, I don't even understand that. I just don't get that, guys. Straight guy, haha. I just don't get that. Like, I don't get why you would give a shout out to a predator on national television. Like, I was like, when I read this whole thing about her, I was like, guys, I'm telling everybody, do not watch a Today Show because that whole group is disgusting. I'm sorry. They're all just, I'm disgusted even talking about them. They're just disgusting. I'm sorry. But we women should be supporting women. We should not be sitting here giving shout outs to sexual predators about how we're just still such good friends with them. I mean, really? You're such great friends with the guy you're replacing on TV who's a predator who's like, I mean, do you understand? Like this guy, Matt Lauer, actually had a button in his office where he would lock women in there. And you're sitting here giving him shout outs on TV this morning. Like, oh, Matt just called me. He's so happy I'm replacing him. Girl, delete the number. Block the number. Stop talking about this guy. He's a jerk. So I was really pissed off when I saw that because I was just like, you know, this is not how the world is supposed to work. And I just figure she's a dumbass. That's really the answer. You're a dumbass if you can sit there and give a shout out to some perv on the TV. Like, you're just a dumbass woman. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel it's any great accomplishment that you got that position. And the first person you thank is the predator who got kicked out of that seat. So you're gross. That's just my opinion. You're totally gross. So that was my second rant, guys. I'm sorry. I had to do the first rant about the whole Black Lives Matter thing. And I have to do the second rant about this whole, you know, let me just talk about my predator on television thing. Ugh, just gross. Just gross, guys. I saw that and I was just like, I'm sorry. I'm just totally, totally grossed out about the whole thing. But, you know, we'll move on to some more interesting stuff. I just, like I said, for me, the whole thing was just, So we're going to talk about some other celebrity stuff going on. So I don't know if you guys saw, hey, Mr. Nice Guy, what's up? I don't know if you guys saw that there was a headline this weekend about Kim Kardashian's son, who was sick last week, okay, and actually ended up having to go to the hospital for pneumonia. So here's my take on all of that. Like, I mean, you have to get pretty, hey, Mr. Nice Guy, what's up? You know, you have to be pretty, like, how could your child get that sick that you could not realize that he was getting the part of having pneumonia? Here's my thing on that. Like, you're a mom, and I get that. But every day there's some kind of PR on Kim Kardashian. She's either squeezing her body into some outfit. She's either at some hot spot getting a picture done. She's doing some kind of a promo. Honestly, like, she's running around doing all this stuff while her son was already sick. So my attitude on that is, thank you, Mr. Nice Guy. I love the support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So my attitude on that is, you're running around town while your kid is sick. And then you want us to all feel so sorry that your kid is now getting better. But in reality, like, you weren't paying attention to your kid. Mr. Nice Guy, thank you. So no offense to her, but the past week, there's been pictures of her all over the place doing stuff. Like, if your kid is sick, you need to be saying, hey, I know I have, like, engagements and things to do, but my kid is sick and I have to take care of my kid right now. I mean, that's how I feel about that. So, like, you're not going to get much sympathy from me that the nannies are busy taking care of your kids and you weren't, and now you want to get sympathy from me because the kids are sick. No. Like, you know how sick you have to be them? I mean, you're sitting there for a while coughing and hacking away till you get to pneumonia. Like, it's not like a 5-second thing, especially for kids. So, Kim, don't use your kid being sick as a PR moment. Just take care of your sick kid. That's my opinion. I don't want to know about that whole thing. I just think that that was kind of a little, like, whatever. So let's go on to more. Now, this is a season where everybody wants to get engaged and get married. If anybody has, if you have, congrats to you. That's awesome that you have. But Paris Hilton got engaged this weekend to her boyfriend with a $2 million engagement ring. $2 million, guys. Now, I'm not really sure what the boyfriend does. I don't think it's true. I'm not really sure what he does. I don't know how he got to $2 million, but he has $2 million apparently to waste on a ring. But I want you to know something. Like, people are making a big deal about how, you know, she got a $2 million ring. What you guys need to understand is, a lot of times with celebrities, like when you read the article on it about her getting engaged, the jeweler's name is in the article. So, you know, they're making a big thing that he's, let me see if I could say something about what he does. You know, usually when it comes to this kind of stuff, they say, like, oh, you know, this rich person, I got engaged to this rich person or something kind of thing. So I'm trying to see, okay, so he's an actor who was in a couple movies, okay? So my sound is off? What the heck, guys? How's my sound off? You guys are telling me that now? Okay, can you guys hear me now? Can you guys hear me? Hey, Mr. Nice Guy, can you hear me? Did my sound go off? Can you guys hear me now? How's it going out there? Can you guys hear me? Hey, Mr. Nice Guy. Make sure my sound is going on so you guys can hear me. I'd be so upset if you guys can't hear me. Yeah, my volume's up. So you guys should be able to hear me pretty good. But anyway, so the Paris Hilton thing, she got engaged to this guy who is basically, like, he's been in a couple of movies. I would say the chances of him being able to just waste $2 million on a ring is probably not probable. But what I was getting at was the name of the jeweler is in, hey, Monkey Man, the name of the jeweler is in that article. So chances are, see, Chris Rock did a great thing. I haven't seen Chris Rock in a while, but Chris Rock did a great interview one time of saying the amount of free stuff that celebrities get is absurd. Like, it's absurd how much free stuff celebrities get. They get a crazy amount of absurd free stuff. So I suspect, which I don't know for sure, but I suspect that that $2 million ring was probably a perk. Because the fact that in the article, they mention, love the love, thank you guys, the fact in this Paris Hilton article, they mention that the jeweler's name is in there. Like, if you're going to give someone a $2 million ring and get engaged, who really cares who the jeweler is? Like, that's not a big thing. Like, if someone gets a thing, you're going to be like, oh, you got engaged. Oh, my God. Yay. Here's the ring. So the fact that they mentioned this jeweler and the name of the jeweler in the article about her being engaged makes me feel like basically the ring was given to them to get the press. Because he's only been in a couple of movies. He's not like a big actor or stuff like that type of thing. He's not the kind of guy who I hear would be like $50 million a movie. So I believe the ring was kind of a setup. Like, the ring was kind of given to say, hey, if we give you this expensive ring, you make sure you shout out, like, our name and who we are and who designed your ring and all that stuff. Now, Garrett, Paris could have paid for the ring herself, but knowing how much free stuff celebrities can get, I think chances are that that ring was, like, a given to, like, basically like a trade of, like, here's the ring. And you give us the PR. So I kind of think that that's really what happened in that whole situation. I don't think it was just like, you know, here, I would have bought a $2 million ring. No. I'm pretty sure that ring, because like I said, in the article, if you go read it about Paris Hilton's engagement, it's very big about who the jeweler was who did the ring. So I think that that ring was just basically given to be like, hey, you shout out our ring. And we're going to give you this, hey, Mr. Nice Guy. So I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. So I would say that's really what happened on that one. I'm not really surprised. But like I said, celebrities get so much free crap. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, when you see them do, like, the Grammys and the Oscars and MTV and all that kind of stuff, there's a whole gifting suite where these guys get, like, Rolexes. They get... cars, they get all kinds of crazy, crazy perks, especially the A-list celebrities. So I would say this ring was probably donated, okay, for the publicity. But we'll see, we'll find out. But like I said, the fact that the jeweler's name was in there, that makes me feel like that was basically like a switch off here. You do this, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Trust me, I'm from New York, I know about back scratching. A lot of that goes on over there. So, hey, Hassan, what's up? What's up? What's up? So, yeah, I think that's pretty much what happened on that one. Oh, so here's the other thing I want to do. So, Khloe Kardashian now, she's flashing that baby bump. Now that baby bump is out there. Like we talked about before, I think what happened is Chris basically, hey, young star, Chris was basically trying to find a way to sell the baby bumps, but couldn't. So now it's like, forget it. I was just telling everybody you're pregnant because nobody wants to pay for to see your baby bump anyway. So now Khloe is basically flashing the bump. Flashing the bump everywhere. Bump here, bump there. See my bump? Here's a bump. Got a bump. So now the baby bump is like everywhere. And it's interesting because people now, at Breezy, so hey now. So people are basically saying like, why is your baby bump bigger? You know, how'd you really get this baby bump? Because if you remember, Khloe had talked about how she could not get pregnant. Okay, remember she talked about that, guys? She could not get pregnant. So first of all, I'm wondering, is this a vitro? That's the first thing. Is this in vitro? Because, you know, a lot of celebrities, I don't know if you guys know this, but you can do a shake and bake with the baby thing. So once I talk about this, it means it's like a lot of people can scrub their baby. And what I mean by scrub the baby, it means that, let's say, for instance, you want to make sure this child has like no defects. So they can take the egg and the sperm, they can fertilize it, then scrub it to make sure it's got no defects in it. So basically you're getting this like perfectly fertilized egg, and then they implant it into you. You don't think that happens? Yes, it does. And you can even choose the sex of the babies. I feel like a lot of celebrities do that because, I don't know, celebrities have twins like crazy, and I'm just like, yeah, scrub. Scrub babies. So, yeah, so I think that's pretty much how that kind of really works in that whole situation. But anyway, getting back to the whole Khloe thing. So now she's showing everybody her baby bump, and people are freaking out, supposedly, that why isn't your baby bump bigger? But in reality, your first baby is not really that big. People, like, even if you look on Instagram and check out these Instagram models who are on there, like, when they get pregnant, their babies are like, their bellies are like super, super small. Hey, kitty, what's up? So I kind of feel like with Khloe, she's not going to have that big of a baby because this is like her first baby. So people need to not judge on that because, like I said, the first one, it takes a while, and then after that, they'll just be like, if she has more kids, then it'll just be like, whatever. But yeah, so now basically, everybody's seen it. No one knows what happened to Kylie. She's been like hiding. Don't know what's going on with that girl. She got pregnant, and she's like hiding somewhere. So I don't know what the story is on that one, but I'm sure it will come out with a whole big story once that happens. Obviously, you know, she has the baby and stuff like that, but at the same time, it don't really seem like, you know, Travis is that into her, really. Like, I think he just basically said, yeah, I got a Kardashian pregnant. Bye. So I don't really think, I think she's basically just kind of hiding on the whole thing and do all that. So Lady Gaga made an announcement that she is now going to be doing a show in Vegas. Now, here's the thing. You know, Vegas is one of those places when you kind of get planted there to do a show, it usually is kind of like you have like, I want to say almost at like the end of your career. Like, you're still popular. You know, you still have music and stuff like that. Hey, you know, but you're kind of like at the ending part of your career when you kind of do Vegas, because you basically are like contracted in Vegas for like X amount of years. They lock you in, they build you a house out somewhere, they put you in, make a stadium for you to go into and perform, and you're basically locked into Vegas. Hey, my daughter. So I think this whole thing of her being in Vegas, see, a little thing with Lady Gaga, once Lady Gaga got really, really big, she started drinking the Kool-Aid. And what I mean by that is, you have to understand, when you're a celebrity, you get surrounded. Hey, my daughter, what's up? You get surrounded by a lot of people who are like, you're so good. You're so amazing. I just love you. Like, you can do something wrong. Oh, that's okay. You're perfect. You're perfect. You're awesome. You're amazing. So you get all these yes people around you who basically stand around and kiss you and be like, everything you do is perfect. And if you do it wrong, it's still perfect. It's still great. It's still wonderful. It's it. They're, so no one sits there and says to you, that's a bad idea. So you start drinking all this Kool-Aid of listening to all these people telling you how wonderful and amazing and great. Yes, follow, follow, follow. Absolutely. Make sure you guys hit the follow button so you will keep up with all the broadcasts. So you end up drinking the Kool-Aid of thinking that you are the best. So the manager who basically got Lady Gaga to where she was, who made her Lady Gaga, who made her like the person, okay, he basically came out and said, hey, this next album you're doing is really not that great. And I remember at the time, this is the time when Katy Perry had her music, and it was almost like a clash between like who was going to be in the number one spot. Was it going to be Katy Perry or was it going to be Lady Gaga? Because Katy Perry, I think, came out with like Dark Horse at the time. So everybody was just like, who's gonna dominate? And everybody thought it was gonna be both of them dominating. So Katy Perry came out, Dark Horse. Everybody was like, oh my God, Dark Horse, Dark Horse, Dark Horse. Then Lady Gaga came out of her, so everybody was like, okay, Lady Gaga, what happened? You were like poker face, everything was so great. Now this one is like, So basically, Lady Gaga kind of got rid of the person who really made, who basically would say to her, this is a good idea or this is a bad idea. Now, the minute you get rid of the person who comes in and is honest with you when you're a celebrity and tells you the truth, is the minute you are in trouble, okay? Because once you get to the level of being celebrity, people just want to kiss your booty, okay? And they're going to say whatever they can that they think is going to make you happy, not what is necessarily the best for you. So now Lady Gaga is basically exiled. I call it exiled. Okay, because now you're like stuck in one place, to Las Vegas. So it's kind of interesting to see Lady Gaga already kind of like pushed into the Britney Spears, you know, where like she's being now pushed into Las Vegas, where basically like she's going to be stuck there. And the problem with the Vegas shows is you can be stuck there for a long time. Like you can be stuck there for ages there. So it's just kind of like interesting to find out that Lady Gaga is basically going to be kind of stuck in Vegas, kind of, like I said, exiled in Vegas. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or honestly like a really bad thing for her as a career thing, because you would almost think that she would still be out there producing music and still wanting to tour. So being kind of put into like stationary in Vegas is almost like basically like your career is over. And you're just going to sit there and sing your top songs. That's what you're going to do. Because really, when was the last time you really heard a Lady Gaga song on the radio? Been a while. So I just thought that was interesting that she's already been like pushed into Vegas as almost like, I'm not saying doing shows in Vegas is bad, but most people like will come through Vegas, do a show. Like you'll go to a show on a weekend, like a DJ will come into town or one person will come into town. They'll do one or two shows in Vegas and then they kind of leave. But for someone to be like permanently stationed in Vegas, ooh, that's not necessarily a great thing when you should still really be out there producing music and kind of being out there. So I don't know. That's kind of like, I kind of feel bad for Lady Gaga, but you know, when you become a celebrity, man, you got to have a no person there. You got to have a person who's like, no. You remember that time when Justin peed in the, what was it? He peed in the janitor's bucket and all his people around him were like, yeah, that's funny. Like, where was the one person to say, that's a really stupid thing to do? Cause this bodyguard that you got hired over here is basically filming your ass. He's going to sell this to TMZ. I mean, that's really the answer, right? So you need a person when you're a celebrity to basically be like, stop. That's a bad idea. Like, stop. Don't do it. So the minute you start surrounding yourself with all these yes people, you in trouble. You in trouble. Just want to let you know that. You got a problem. So, yeah. Well, we'll see how that whole works out with Lady Gaga. It's, like I said, it's basically an exile for her, so I'm not really sure how great that's going to be. Thank you, everybody, for joining in on here. Thank you for showing me all the love. You guys are awesome. I love when you guys show me love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, of course, as not a day goes by, you can't hear about Meghan and Harry. Meghan and Harry. So, of course, it was New Year's Eve weekend, so everybody wanted to know, like, where were Meghan and Harry partying? So, of course, they were. I think they were, like, in Monaco or something like that partying. But you know what? How would you like to be Meghan Markle? Right? How would you like to be Meghan? Like, just think about how great your life is. First of all, if you guys don't understand how this works, his brother really has all the royal duties, and his children have all the royal duties. So Harry basically has the best life because he has all the money, all the fun, and like almost no royal duties. So imagine this. She now is marrying into the royal family, okay? And she basically is going to have like the best life because she doesn't have to go around. I mean, she may have to curtsy to the queen, but other than that, like, what does she have to do? She's just basically going to hang out with Harry and be on yachts and be in partying, and occasionally she'll visit a school or something like that. But in reality, she's got the best life. She has no duties to do, or almost no duties to do, and unlimited funds. And she's marrying a prince. Jeez! That girl is just beyond lucky. Just beyond lucky. So we are talking about Meghan and Harry. Hey, Mr. Babes, how you doing? So we're talking about Meghan and Harry, the whole royal wedding thing. And I'm like, this girl got it. She got a prince. She's going to be a princess, whatever they're going to call her. She doesn't have any royal duties to do, basically. And she has unlimited funds, and she can go anywhere. And she's going to have bodyguards. Like, people were so funny about this because they were just like, she's giving up an acting career. I'm like, okay, she's had one hit show. And if anybody knows how acting is, you can literally be super famous today, and by next week, you're standing with a cup and a sign on Hollywood Boulevard saying, please feed me. Okay? So she has one hit show, and now she's moved on to marrying a prince, living in a castle, having unlimited funds, and be able to go wherever she wants to go. I mean, she wakes up in the morning, and she'll be like, can someone make me breakfast? I need to get my hair done. Like, literally, I mean, please. You're like, basically. So I just thought it was so funny how they're just like, where are they partying? I'm like, they're going to be partying for the next 50 years, okay? Because literally, they have the best life. They get to do whatever they want, and no one is going to basically judge them or say anything to them. So kudos to them on that. Like, wow. Talk about being sweet. Talk about being sweet, people. Talk about being sweet life. So I just thought that was really interesting on that. Okay, so you guys know that they made the announcement today for Celebrity Big Brother, right? They made an announcement. Hey, one time, they made the announcement for today for Celebrity Big Brother. I'm also talking, hey, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. So they made the big announcement. And, of course, who is on there but one of the Kardashians' friends? It's called Celebrity Big Brother. Let's start with the first word, celebrity. First word, celebrity. So I'm trying to figure out, how does someone who is just friends with the Kardashians, a celebrity? Like, you're friends with them. I mean, they're even PRing her as Kardashian confidant. They're not even saying like, oh, here's her on her own merits doing what she basically does. So a lot of people are kind of ticked off about this because they're like, it's Celebrity Big Brother. It's supposed to be about celebrities being involved in the show. Why do we have someone who's just friends of someone who's famous being considered? Thank you for the love, guys, for Celebrity Big Brother. Like, they should not be on the show because that's not what it's about. What is my take on that? Okay, here's my take on that. So you have the whole Celebrity Big Brother thing going on. You have to understand, right now, we've talked about this before, the Kardashians' ratings are in the toilet in the U.S. I don't know what they are. They're in like 168 countries, but here, they're not amazing, okay? They've gone down like 80% of their ratings. So now, all of a sudden, they're now kind of pumping up this girl. Like, this girl's getting like tons of PR, and I'm like, why? She's just friends. Like, that, it's like, being a celebrity should be that you've like accomplished something as a celebrity, not that you're just friends with one. Like, that's not a celebrity. That's just of a celebrity. So all of a sudden now, this chick is like all over with PR. Like, everywhere they're doing PR for her. And I'm like, wait a minute. My take on this is that the Kardashians are somehow behind all of this. Because, one, she's getting crazy PR. First of all, she got on the show, which I don't understand why she's even on the show. You're just someone who is a friend of someone who's famous. That's the first thing. Second of all, you're getting a lot of PR. Why are you getting PR? You haven't accomplished anything other than be, I mean, it's how they're even talking about you, is that you're like a friend of a celebrity. So why are they even like making this a big deal? Because you haven't done anything celebrity-ish yourself. You're only being referred to as, you're being the Kardashians even being referred to as your celebrityism. So that's kind of the crazy thing to me. So my take on this is that Chris has something to do with this. Like, I don't know if they're trying to get maybe a spinoff show or trying to add this girl more in or trying to make her build her up so they could build up the ratings of the show. But Chris has something to play, or Chris is trying to get her 10%. Who knows? But they have something to do with this. It doesn't make sense to me why she is even on Celebrity Big Brother. I don't even understand that. But if you look now, they're starting to do PR about, like, if she makes a move, it's like, oh my God, she made a move. She made a move. Oh my God. Like, what is this? Why is she even, I don't even get that. So there's just something really weird about that whole celebrityness thing about her showing up on this. I really think obviously the Kardashians have something to do with this. They're trying to push her. Maybe Chris is trying to manage her. Who knows? But there's something weird going on about that whole setup there as to why they're even doing that, because this girl is not a celebrity. She knows someone who's famous. Okay, cool. Granted, I'll give you that. But in reality, why? Why is she on Celebrity Big Brother? So we'll at least see how this plays out. But if you go on there, you will see that there is a whole bunch of PR. Like I said, every move now this chick makes, they're now all of a sudden like talking all about it every 5 seconds. Like, oh my God, she made this move. Oh my God, she did this. Oh my God, she did that. And I'm just like, but really, she's just friends of a celebrity. She's not a celebrity herself. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out and what they actually end up doing. But I'm like, whatever. So guys, if you're going to be going to Coachella, I don't know if you guys remember last year, Beyonce bowed out of Coachella because she was pregnant at the time. Okay, one second, guys. I'm going to continue talking with you guys, but I got to say goodbye to my friends here. Thank you so much, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to continue this on LiveMe. You can get to Celebrity Tea Talk on LiveMe where you'll be able to hear me. Love you guys, and thank you so much for the support. We'll be back on again tomorrow with another show. So we're going to continue this, guys. So the interesting thing about this, so Beyonce now has just said that she's going to do Coachella for sure this year. So if you're going to Coachella, you're going to see Beyonce. Just to give you a heads up, goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. If you're going to do Coachella, you want to get your tickets early. And by the way, they're not cheap. You also want to book your hotel early or do the campgrounds. If you do the campgrounds, buddy system it up because stuff goes down at the Coachella campgrounds and you don't want to be there by yourself or someone you don't truly trust. So just to let you know, Beyonce will now be back at Coachella this year. And for you guys going, it is a lot of fun, great experience. Would suggest to at least do Coachella once in your lifetime, but prepare for it early because everything gets super booked up super fast for Coachella. And then don't forget to rock your Coachella outfits because, you know, those are more than up on Instagram. So, yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, at Blog Talk Radio. I will see you guys tomorrow. Much love from Celebrity Tea Talk. So you definitely want to go ahead and book your Coachella tickets early since Beyonce is now going to be at Coachella this year. I'm sure she's going to do an amazing show, and it's going to be worth it. I don't know if they've announced anybody else yet, but they had to make that as a big headline that Beyonce is definitely going to be there, even though she wasn't there last year. That's pretty cool to actually know that she's going to be there. So, you know, I love how people, like, want to go back at things in their life and be like, I regret this. I regret this. But you know what? There's things, guys, that you do that you regret, but at the same time, you're kind of happy you did it because it actually led to something good. And I'm going to talk about that with Tonya Harding. Now, hi, 503 Cabrera. Ooh, Portia. So here's the thing. You, when you're a celebrity, but your celebrityism came from something that was bad, and now all of a sudden you want to go back and say, like, you mistake that. No, don't do that, okay? Because that mistake, own it. Especially if it did something for your life that you wouldn't have expected it to do, you need to own it. That's how I feel, right? If you have some of that, you need to own it. Hey, Lithology, what's going on? So Tonya Harding, I don't know if you guys know this story, but Tonya Harding, this happened like a million years ago. But Tonya Harding basically was a competitive figure skater with another figure skater called Nancy Kerrigan. And what happened was they were basically like competing together, okay, to try to, hey, Keith, what's up, what's up? And they were basically like competing together. So what happened was, she got upset, Tonya, that Nancy had an equal shot on there. Thank you, boo. So what happened was she set up, Tonya Harding set up for her boyfriend at the time. Well, we don't know the whole story, but we supposedly think she set it up for her boyfriend to go and basically like attack Nancy Kerrigan. So she got attacked. Nancy got attacked on the ice. Of course, the whole thing got revealed because, you know, Tonya was the one who basically was part of it. Tonya ended up having a problem. She ended up losing out of skating and all that kind of stuff and everything. But here's the thing. Ever since that thing happened with Tonya, she became a celebrity for attacking the other skater. So all of this whole thing basically gave Tonya, like, movie was done on this whole thing. She's been on talk shows. She did boxing. She's been, she does speaking engagements. So now, of course, she's come back and she's like, I really feel sorry this ever happened. Girl, as horrible as that may have been, most figure skaters, okay, you know, even most Olympic athletes, other than like, you know, Michael Phelps and all that kind of stuff, a lot of them, once they win the medals and stuff, like, you really don't hear anything about them. They end up going having this totally public life, and then they run away and have this private life. And nobody ever hears from them again, unless you're like involved in that sport and that person like coaches or whatever kind of thing. Right. So think about this, Tonya, because of that event that you did, because of what happened, you became a celebrity. Like, you ended up with speaking engagements. You ended up with a movie after you, you ended up with all that stuff that happened because you did this. So if you do something in your life that led you to something better, own it. Why are you going back and being like, I regret this? BS. Because if that had never happened, no one would give a crap about you, okay? It's like Kim Kardashian. If Kim Kardashian didn't do the sex tape, do you think the Kardashians, would anybody would even care about the Kardashians? No. The whole sex tape is what brought the Kardashians into light. And Kim owned it. She's like, yeah, I did the sex tape. I did the stupid sex tape. I'm sorry I did it, but I did it. It's the same thing. So Tonya Harding coming back and being like, I really regret attacking Nancy. Girl, guess what? If you hadn't attacked Nancy, nobody would give a crap about you right now. Nobody would even care. You even got pressed today because, again, you're talking about something that happened literally like 20 years ago, okay? And today you're still making money off of that event. You're still making money off of that one moment in time. And now you want to be like, I don't want to own it. Like, guess what? Own it. Right, Megan? Own it. If something happens, own it. Don't sit there and be like, oh, I'm not going to own it because of whatever. Hey, Divinity, what's up? Like, no, you need to own moments in time. So guys, I was talking on the radio. That's why I have the headphones. You don't hear any music in the background. But yeah, you need to own it when you're like a celebrity. Don't sit there and like complain about the thing. If you did something that made you famous, then shut the front door and just own it and stop like giving this whole BS story about like, I regret this moment in my life. Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be where you are if you didn't regret that moment. It's like Kanye's song when Kanye says, I made you famous. Guess what? Yeah, Taylor Swift. When, you know, Kanye went up there and did that whole BS thing, it made Taylor even more famous because he did that. So when someone does something that has a benefit in your life, just own it. It's like Taylor Swift. She was doing her Christmas cards. I don't know if you guys heard about this. So Taylor Swift did her Christmas cards, and on her Christmas cards, she put a snake on there. Everybody was like, oh my God, the feud's still going. Please. Feud was the best thing that happened to the card to Kanye, and was the best thing that happened to Taylor, and the best thing that happened to Kim. So really, was it really a feud? Or was it really planned out PR, people? Okay, because honestly, that was the best thing that happened to all three of them. And people do that in the celebrity world. Things are not just like all of a sudden they happen. There's crap that's planned out. And guess what? People love fights between celebrities. They love it, okay, because it makes you pick sides. It makes people talk. It makes people want to go out and like support the person that they're two people are fighting about. So, hey, Alex, what's up? So to make the whole thing a big deal and be like, oh, my God, they were fighting. Listen, people are still talking about the whole Kanye and Taylor Swift thing. They're both making bank off of that. Plain and simple. They're both getting bank on it. It's not like one of them's benefiting and the other one isn't, because they're both benefiting on it. Don't make it sound like one's got it better than the other. They're both putting money in the bank at the same time. Ka-ching, ka-ching. So let's be real on that one. Yeah, I just am like, guys, we need to stop talking the fake crap and let's be real on what's happening into the world. Let's be real about what's going on instead of acting like this stuff is like news to anybody. You know what celebrities do. And trust me, they're willing to do anything they can for the bank. Let's be real. They're willing to do anything for the money. Yeah, I just thought that was kind of like, whatever, you know. People are being ridiculous on that stuff. So whatever you guys want to do. I'm going to put some music on in the background because I'm actually officially done with my broadcast. So let's put some music on there so we're not sitting here just like, I know you guys have been honestly so good to sitting here listening to me, but we need to put some music on so that we can have something going on and be listening to and have something good that we could, you know, say, okay, we like that kind of stuff or whatever it is. I mean, I hope we get some new music coming soon on the charts, guys, because I'm kind of like, we need some new music going on here. Something coming on that's actually like interesting on everybody. You know, I want to go ahead and have some fun music and stuff like that. So yeah, anyway, that's the scoop on that. All right. So we're going to put some music on so you guys can sit in and we can talk some more celebrity stuff that's absolutely going on. But yeah, I just thought that was like, whatever. You guys are just kind of being a little bit ridiculous on stuff. So whatever, people are ridiculous. All right, so now let's hear a little bit of music while we're sitting here. So we're not totally bored and you guys can hear something. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll call. Hey guys, sorry if I have crazy hair today. It's one of those days where I was like, whatever, just I'm just gonna rock the curls and whatever and we'll see what happens, guys. So I'm going to stay on with you guys on Live Me for a little while longer so we can talk over some more celebrity stuff. If you guys have any questions, I love talking to you guys, so please feel free to bring in the conversation. Yeah, so we'll see what goes ahead and happens on here with the whole celebrity stuff. Oh, so I'm just reviewing some of the stuff that I wanted to talk to you guys about. One second here. I'm going to put some more music a little bit better. There we go. Oh, I don't know. Donald Trump and the nukes going on. I'm a little bit worried, guys. I hope none of that stuff actually ends up happening. That's kind of crazy. A little too weird. Oh, did you hear that Carrie Underwood had like 40 stitches done to her face? I mean, she's gorgeous, and she sells a lot of makeup and stuff on her face, so I'm, like, wondering what's actually going to end up happening with that. That's kind of crazy. She had 40 or 50 stitches done to her face because she fell in her house. Oh my gosh, she fell over the staircase or something, guys? Oh my God, that's insane. That is crazy. What the heck? Oh my God, you guys know Mama June's coming back again, right? Okay, so I love it because my daughter, Mama June, used to live in an area called Milledgeville in Georgia, which is very, very southern, guys, like super, super southern. So she would go shopping at the Walmart, and she would bring her bodyguards with her to the Walmart. Freaking hilarious to see. And that was when she was, like, big. She actually had her bodyguards with her in Walmart shopping. I was like, Walmart, like, what's going to happen to you in Walmart? And in Milledgeville, where, like, the population is, like, not a lot of people. So just kind of funny to see that, like, she's actually going there with her bodyguards to go grocery shopping. That was pretty insane, actually. All right, guys, I'm going to go off with you guys for today, but I will be back on tomorrow. Make sure, guys, to, oh my God, I love the love. Thank you, guys. Make sure to hit the follow. I'm going to do like another day out with you guys. That was so much fun the other day to have you guys just kind of come with me to go eat and hang out and go do stuff. So I'm definitely going to do another one of those day out with you guys because that was pretty fun. And anyway, I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys again soon. Everybody have a great night. Lots of love coming here from Celebrity Tea Talk, and we will talk to you again soon. Make sure, and thank you all today, guys, for all the love that you showed me. You guys are freaking amazing out there. You guys are hugs. You get a hug. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you guys again soon. Bye.